had my stroke, I dreamt that I was an FBI agent, and they called me Big Al. There was this guy having these monkeys shipped in from South America. He was using them to transport dope he was peddling. What happened was, the FBI found out about it, so we raided the place. It was in this big warehouse, and it had this chicken wire going all the way up, and they took the monkeys out of the cages, and they just turned them loose in there. So what happened, there was a bunch of us FBI agents, like me, about three other ones, and what they did was they said, Big Al, will you get up there and get them monkeys down? So I climbed up there on the wiring and I'd catch the monkeys and toss them down to them. You know, monkeys screech and claw at you, they try to bite you, you know. Anyway, I tried grabbing them and they'd bite me on the hand. So I'd grab them and just toss them down quick, toss them to the other agents. And those monkeys would be all over them guys. They'd have to try to get the harness off them so they could get the dope out of them. That's what they had, was little harnesses where they tied the dope on. But when they caught the monkeys started biting them and screeching like mad. So they yelled at me, they said, God damn you, Big Al, quit throwing the monkeys at us. I said, what am I supposed to do? They're biting me up on this end. I said, if you'd like to switch, you climb up here and I'll go down there. Because they had leather gloves on, you know? I didn't have nothing, and I'd have to catch them, and I had to hang on to the chicken wire at the same time, too. Anyway, we confiscated about $100,000, $200,000 worth of dope that way. That was just a dream, though. But it was like it was truly happening. I was in law enforcement, but not an FBI agent. I worked in Billings, in the Billings Police Force for a while as just a trainee. Mostly what I'd done there was directing traffic. When they had airplane shows, I'd be directing traffic and other stuff up there. But my wife could tell you more about the monkeys. I told her about the dream after I had it, and I might be leaving something out because, you know, I'm forgetful since I had the stroke.